A large ocean storm is tracking to the south of the Canadian Maritimes this afternoon, missing the northeast. Our weather has been quiet today. We've had a mixture of clouds and some sunshine. We've also had some rather stubborn fog lingering through the day. It led to some icy spots this morning, and it remained locally dense in areas through this morning before finally lifting a bit this afternoon. One of the issues this time of year is the low sun angle. Keep in mind that we're only about 2 weeks away from the solar minimum, the solstice, and with that low sun angle, it's a bit more difficult for the sun to really work on scouring out some of these low clouds and fog, and fog might linger again through much of the day tomorrow. Right now, though, we're watching high pressure build in from the west, and it's going to at least break the clouds a little bit, but I'm expecting the clouds to not go away completely, so it's going to be a variably cloudy night, and that low-level moisture is not going anywhere, so I expect fog to be an issue again, and as temperatures drop to and below freezing, we will see some areas of freezing fog, which will lead to icy spots on area roadways and sidewalks. Temperatures will fall back into the 20s and low 30s tonight. So we will have the potential for some slippery areas tomorrow morning, and some of that fog will linger into tomorrow morning, possibly through about lunchtime. Otherwise, it's going to be a partly sunny day, and temperatures will be rather comfortable for this time of year, running between about 40 and 45 degrees in most areas. Tomorrow night, we'll start to see a warm front come into our area that will trigger a couple of showers and potentially some pockets of freezing rain or snow in our typically colder locations. Following the front on Thursday, temperatures will warm close to 50 in many areas, and then for Friday and the weekend and early next week, the weather pattern will become more active, and we'll have at least a couple of chances for stormy weather, which could bring us a wintry mix in that time frame. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, areas of freezing fog, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s to around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably cloudy tonight with areas of freezing fog, low in the 20s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, areas of fog and freezing fog, low around 30, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, areas of freezing fog, low in the 20s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a passing shower, warmer, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a wintry mix, high in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.